Minister! Professor!" said Madame Pumphrey angrily. "I must insist that you leave. Potter is my patient, and he should not be distressed." "I'm not distressed. I'm trying to tell them what happened," Harry said furiously. "If they'd just listen!" But Madame Pumphrey suddenly stuffed a large chunk of chocolate into Harry's mouth. He choked, and she seized the opportunity to force him back onto the bed. "Now, please, Minister, these children need care. Please leave." The door opened again. It was Dumbledore. Harry swallowed his mouthful of chocolate with great difficulty and got up again. "Professor Dumbledore, Sirius Black!" "For heaven's sake," said Madame Pumphrey hysterically, "is this a hospital wing or not? Headmaster, I must insist—" "My apologies, Poppy, but I need a word with Mr. Potter and Miss Granger," said Dumbledore calmly. "I've just been talking to Sirius Black." "I suppose he's told you the same fairy tale he's planted in Potter's mind," spat Snape, "something about a rat and Pettigrew being alive." "That indeed is Black's story," said Dumbledore, surveying Snape closely through his half-moon spectacles. "And does my evidence count for nothing?" snarled Snape. "Peter Pettigrew was not in the Shrieking Shack, nor did I see any sign of him in the grounds.